Neil Butcher drives his wireless car to his Birmingham office. Recharging most electric cars requires a bulky cable to be plugged into a specially designed socket. But with wireless charging, Butcher doesn't even need to leave his vehicle. He just parks over a rubber mat, links to a nearby charging post. A plate beneath his car automatically picks up charge by electromagnetic induction.
Communication goes on between the car and the pad initially before the electricity turns on the pad, and then you get the magnetic field that comes up and is received by the pad under the car. As a user, it all just happens very automatically. I drive over it, the light comes on to say it's communicating, and then another light comes on to say it's fully aligned, and then the third light comes on to say it's charging.
Butcher runs Cabled, a West Midlands consortium testing and promoting low-carbon vehicles. He says wireless charging has one distinct advantage over other electric systems he's tested.
I never forget to charge now, whereas I did forget to charge occasionally with the cabled car, but now I've got the wireless charging, it sort of just turns on without any effort on my part.
British company Halo IPT is pioneering the system originally designed by researchers at the University of Auckland. Halo IPT believe wireless cars' potential is endless. Technical operator Dick Stimson says all major roads could be fitted with inductive strips, allowing vehicles to run on permanent wireless charge.
If you've got an inductive powered car, or a charge and powered car, you just drive it forever and you never take it anywhere and you never plug it in, you never do anything with it. You just park where you want to park it, parks up. So you just forget the whole issue of charging. And so you just completely eliminate range anxiety. In fact, you completely eliminate the need to go anywhere to fuel your car.
Halo IPT is working with a number of authorities to develop the technology as quickly as possible. Its ambitious plan for wireless roads does face obstacles, including the potentially high cost of installation. But the company is convinced that its technology is the holy grail of efficient, inexpensive and environmentally friendly motoring. Jim Drury, Reuters.